So today we talk about part two in that series we started last week about building a relationship with God. Okay, so there's obviously many things related to it, but we're covering some of the important things, all right? So again, the retreat was really to provide an important foundation on your faith journey. So a quick recap, what were some of the themes that we covered? So, identity, what else? Community. Purpose. Yes, I'm going to keep drilling this into you, okay? Because I want this to be imprinted on your hearts. Okay, so yes, we are children of God. We're loved by Him and whom God is pleased with. So it doesn't matter, you know, what else the world says about what we need to do or who we need to be, right? We're loved by Him, and that's our identity. And faith doesn't grow alone. We have to share it in community, right? That's the only way we can really grow in our faith. And that's how God intended it, for us to share life together. And when our identity is secure and we have a community that we can really share life with, God will reveal His purpose for our lives. Okay? And a big part of this is building our own relationship with God. So what did we talk about last week? Do you guys remember? Yeah, say it out loud. Some of you guys mouthed it. What prayer is? Yes. And let's do a quick recap. Like, what is prayer about? In your own words. Any ideas? Yeah, I see you guys mouthing. Don't be shy. Come on, guys, let's be like it was at the retreat. Let's be open. Like, let's not get into Sunday mentality, all right? So, come on, you guys have some thoughts, no? What's prayer about again? I see some mouths. Okay, fine. Okay. You know, we just have prayer's not really about the words we use, right, or the actions we take, but it's about opening our hearts to God, being nakedly honest, right, being willing to be weak and vulnerable. And when we do that, God's Spirit, right, comes in, searches our hearts, and will pray on our behalf too, with sighs too deep for words. Remember that? And even though what we discover about ourselves may not be pleasant, we can get through it because God gives us the courage because we become more secure in our identity in Him. Okay? And then the peace of God will be in our hearts. So having that kind of prayer life is one important part of building a relationship with God. But sometimes, you know, we need some guidance too. Like, how do I deepen that relationship, right? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And the topic today is the Word of God, okay? The Bible. So, first question, what is the Bible, right? I mean, we've all grown up in church. Yeah, Bible, you know, Bible stories, this and that, right? It's an ancient book. You know, it was written thousands of years ago. And in fact, it's not even one book, right? What do you guys know how many books there are in the Bible? A little pop quiz. No, there's 66 different books, so it's a collection of books, okay, and written by many different people over a long period of time, okay. In fact, some books are even thought to have more than one author, okay. For example, Genesis, you know, it's one book, but scholars have said, no, it was actually like a collection of different people who wrote different things, and it's just been kind of edited and compiled into one. Okay, so there's all these kind of things that about the Bible too, okay. But one thing that's clear is, many people throughout history have relied upon these books in the Bible for wisdom and guidance on life. Okay, these books were written by human beings. They were. But the insights from it are such that many people declared them to be inspired by God. Okay, you know what? As people, as human beings, our understanding of the world is very limited. We have very smart people and intelligent people, but we can still only grasp so much, okay? So the Bible, what it, people of faith have said is it provides a glimpse into God, okay? God's, it's called a revelation to us, okay? So there might be many questions that you have about the Bible, and we'll have a chance to discuss some of them. And I want us to be honest about our questions and doubts and things like that, okay? That's the kind of community we want to, because questioning and doubting and all that, it's all part of the faith journey and experience. But one thing I want to emphasize today about the Bible is, you know, there's all these little things, but the Word of God essentially is about life, okay? It's about life. God's Word is for life. When we read and understand it properly, okay, the Bible provides the most solid foundation for our life, okay? So here's a verse for today, okay? Why don't we read this together? Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, okay? Let's read it together. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. And all that they do, they prosper. Okay, they are like trees planted by streams of water. Do you see that imagery? Trees planted by streams of water, they're firm. Like water runs through the roots and the roots are strongly embedded. Okay, so even if a flooding happens or storm happens, they don't easily topple over. Okay, they're solid. So this is the kind of solidness I would like to see for your lives as well. There's a lot that's very confusing about the Bible. That's understandable. You know, it was written so long ago in a time and place that's so different, right? So it's very easy to think that what they wrote long time ago, it doesn't really apply to my life today. How the heck does that apply, right? But you know what? Some of the basic questions that people have always had in history remain with us today. And even though the Bible is an ancient collection of writings, they examined some of these basic questions, okay? Basic questions like, why am I here, right? What's the purpose of my life? What's the meaning of life, right? And how do I live a good life? What's a good life all about? These are basic questions, right? And that at some level we all ask ourselves. Even, you know, as you're going along in high school, you're probably asking like, well, why am I here and what's my purpose and all that stuff. So in the Bible, beneath this ancient language is an enormous treasure trove of wisdom, okay? God-inspired wisdom. There's such truth that if you start to grasp it, you cannot but conclude that this is the Word of God. So, my friends, you know, there's lots of opinions and voices in the world. You know, our parents, our friends, there's experts, leaders, teachers. Everyone's got their opinions, right? Opinions about this and that, what life is all about. And without a solid grounding, it's really easy to be swayed by all these. So when I got older than you guys, back when I was in my mid-20s, there was a time I didn't go to church. I kind of stopped going to church. I don't know, like life got busy, but at the end of what it was is I stopped really believing in the teachings of the church, right? I thought that they weren't really relevant. I didn't believe a lot of things either that the church taught. Okay, so instead, I started to listen to the wisdom of the world and its experts. I thought I was really smart, smarter than faith or religion. So that's how I carried on for a while. But you know what? Because when I was younger, around your age, I had read a lot of the Bible, kind of soaked it in. For some reason, there was something that made me feel I'm still kind of missing something now, you know? With Reverend Inge Kim, who's the head minister, we started to actually begin a serious Bible study. This wasn't just about like Sunday school stuff, like learning Bible stories or whatever. This is actually really reading it and digging deep and to see what's the meaning of this and how does it affect my life and the world around me. And by doing that deep dive, that's when I started to realize these really are the words of life, okay? And this is the Word of God. So my friends, my sincere prayer is that, you know, foundation for your life can be built upon the Word of God. Okay? You're going to have to go through your own journey to discover what this means for you, or if it even means anything for you. Okay, I can't tell you what to believe. You've got to kind of figure this out on your journey, but, you know, with a community of support, hopefully. But I've said before that, you know, I encourage you to read the Bible on your own. And if you have questions, to come and ask me, okay? I mean, that's really what one of my roles here is, okay? But since we spoke about prayer last week as a foundation for our relationship with God, I want to provide, you know, a little bit of specific guidance from the Bible to help you establish this kind of prayerful life, okay? And this is to start with the book of Psalms, okay? Have you guys heard about the Psalms, right? Okay, so what is the Psalms? It's 50 chapters, but it's really actually a collection of hymns and prayers. Okay, so by reading through the Psalms, if you really read it, you can start to get a rich sense of how people have poured out their hearts to God in the past. Okay, and these Psalms are a mixture of joy and celebration. They're Psalms of fear and grief. They're Psalms of asking for courage, the whole realm of life. Okay. So let's look at a few, okay, just to reflect on the wide variety of emotions and things that we go through in life. So there's a few psalms that reflect gratitude and rejoicing, okay? So Psalm 9, 1, 2, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Okay, next. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased the strength of my soul. And next, how precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Okay, so psalms of joy and gratitude. Okay, there are also many psalms that reflect sorrow and grief. My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, "Where is your God?" My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. You know that first sentence, is that familiar to any of you? My God, why have you forsaken me? I see some nodding. Yeah, right, in the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus is being crucified, right before he died, this is the exact line that he said, right? My God, why have you forsaken me? Okay, so my friends, these are real prayers, like from the heart. This is not faking it. Like this is like what I said about last week, being nakedly honest about whatever you're feeling, you just pour it out. Okay, and the next one, why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Right, so these people are being honest. They didn't always feel the presence of God. So having a prayer life is not always feeling so close and things to God. It's also when God feels so distant, we still let it out. Why are you so distant from me, God? Okay, these are real prayers. And other psalms are prayers of despair, but still clinging to hope. Let's read this one. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemies be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. Okay, now read here. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Guys, this is a prayer about life, right? And the full spectrum. We go through despair. There's going to be moments where we're just wondering, why is this going on? What's the meaning of this? But yet faith is about, and yet I cling on, O God. Somehow, listen to me, answer me. This is faith, my friends, okay? This is life. And still others are prayers for courage to face whatever situation might come. This is a famous psalm, Psalm 23, right? Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Okay. And again, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. And yet still, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. Aren't these passages beautiful? Right? If you really like kind of absorb yourself into this, they reflect the full range of human emotion and experience. And in fact, a lot of psalms have been the basis of a lot of the songs that we sing, right? I mean, even this one, actually, sorry, this one, Yeah, there's like an old, there's so many old school songs that I kind of want to teach you guys, but I'm like, am I just being like old and aged? But you know, like there's a song, a really beautiful song about this too, but you are my hiding place, you know. You always deliver me with cries of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you, right? These kind of songs. So, like I said last week, prayer is not about presenting a certain face to God, like where I have to put on my good cloak and then say, hey, God. No, it's about being nakedly honest about what we're going through and pouring our heart out to God. So you can use actually these psalms in your life to help you in your prayer life. You know, perhaps some of these psalms might even articulate what you're going through, right? But these are good aids. So finally, some of my favorite passages are also taken from Psalms, and I'm praying that some of these can be a foundation for your life. So I already went over the next... Oh, I didn't... What's the next one? Is there a next one? No? Okay, pass back. That's fine. I'll read one, okay? Psalm 119, try to remember. This is one of my favorite psalms. It's a very long one, so it's hard to read in one sitting, but in chunks, it's beautiful, okay? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Think about that. God's word, it's a lamp to my feet, right? We're on a journey. We don't know where to go sometimes. So God's word is a lamp, okay? And it's a light to my path. God's word will light a way, right? And another one. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart. Okay, happy are those who seek him with their whole heart. There's another one for young people. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your word. And then with my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. These are beautiful psalms, beautiful words. And the last one. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Turn my heart to your decrees and not to selfish gain. Okay, so may your whole heart seek God. May you indeed be like trees planted by streams of water so that you may be strong and yield fruit. So my prayer for all of us is that the word of God may become more and more real in your lives and help you in your journey in life. Okay, the word gives life. It provides guidance. And I pray that it lays a solid foundation as you carry on this week and over the months and the years. Amen. Okay, and I just mentioned, we talked about prayer, the Word of God. I talked about old school songs. So I'm going to, you know, at the retreat, I introduced a few things. I'm going to introduce another one now, and we're going to sing and reflect on it together. You guys like that? Okay, so I'll lead us. See, this song, it's a song I learned when I was early on in high C, in grade 7. And for me personally, it somehow helped me a lot too. And this song is taken directly from the Psalms. So I will sing it and we can sing it together. Actually, I'm going to turn off the recording now.